politics in Italy have been less about race than nationality. Silvio Berlusconi's conservative coalition swept Italy's national elections this month, partly because of his anti-immigration platform. And today, the center-right candidate for mayor of Rome claimed victory. He had stressed the need to tackle violent crime after a series of attacks that were blamed on foreigners. Italy's new conservative leaders also want to rid the country of Roma, or gypsy, people. Anti-Roma sentiment is on the rise in Italy, as the world's Jerry Hatton explains.
On a raw spring morning in a tunnel under a Milan freeway, 20 Roma families take shelter from the wind and rain. Days earlier, Milan police drove them and 800 other Roma from a camp of makeshift huts called Bovizasca. It was the largest Roma camp in northern Italy, and conditions there were terrible. Artimone, a Roma father of two, fiddles with an old tent he's pitched here in the damp underpass. He says the Roma lost most of their meager belongings in the eviction. He says the police showed up and gave us 1 hour to clear out. If you're still here after that, they warned, you'll have a war on your hands. Why do they treat us like this? Artimone asks. In Italy, they talk about Jesus and having a good heart, but here the people are not good. The Italians are racist. They permit our children to be in these conditions. A half dozen kids play in the twilight of the tunnel. They climb on the rows of cement street dividers that the Roma say the government placed here to discourage them from setting up camp. Neither the government of Milan nor Rome's representative here responded to interview requests for this story. But activists say authorities simply want the Roma to go away. Diana Pavlovich is an actress who ran as Italy's first Roma political candidate in this month's elections. She says these Roma kids, displaced now, had to drop out of school.
You live in one part of Milan, and then they evict you, and you're another part of Milan under one bridge. Just to bring the kids in the school where they gone. First, you need 2 hours in the morning, and you need money for just to transport them.
Pavlovich ran on the ticket of a far-left coalition that pledged to help integrate the Roma. The coalition was obliterated in the elections. By contrast, Pavlovich's far-right opponents from the Northern League had their best showing ever.
Stanno già dando.
At a Northern League rally on the eve of the vote, leaders lashed out at immigrants in typical fashion. One speaker criticized the government for giving aid to foreigners who don't even speak Italian. The League blames foreigners, Roma included, for much of Italy's crime. That message resonated with voters.
Security is very important here. It's a big, big problem for us.
You see, once there was only the rich wife and daughters of rich family going around in the center of the town shopping and being very smart. Now it's full of ugly people, poor foreigners.
Even those who disagree with the Northern League's message say that the government of Milan must deal with the influx of Roma. Journalist Sergio Romano with the Milan daily Corriere della Sera says simply chasing them from one part of town to another accomplishes nothing.
They become a nuisance, especially some special places, the railway stations, for example, and that sort of thing. But turning them out of a camp without knowing what you will do with them next is not really a solution. They'll bounce back.
Father Roberto D'Avanzo says any solution will take time and political will. D'Avanzo runs the Catholic aid organization Caritas in Milan. He'd been working closely with the Roma in the Bovizasca camp, finding some of them work, schools, and permanent homes. He says the government promised not to evict them until it had found places for all of them to live. But then... In early April, Milan won its bid to host the World Expo in 2015. Within 12 hours, bulldozers were destroying the Bovizasca camp. D'Avanzo says that's no coincidence. He says with the Roma now dispersed, all of his work to help them has been lost. He says Italians and Roma have no choice but to get over their mutual fear.
The fear of the different. And they are very different from us because we are settled. They are nomads. So we are afraid from them. They are afraid from us. This is why we have to recognize that they are here. And after two, 2006, they became European citizen.
At least the Roma from Romania, which is now part of the EU. But there are also thousands here from the Balkans who fled the wars of the 1990s. They came to Italy because of its proximity. Davanzo complains that despite the Roma influx, Italy still has no national policy for integrating them, unlike other EU countries such as Germany, Spain, and France. In those countries, he says, camps like Bovizasca don't exist. The European Union has offered Italy money to help with Roma integration, but first it needs a formal proposal. The only proposal out of Milan, complain activists, came from the central government's representative earlier this month to pay the estimated 8,000 Roma living in and around the city to go home.
Ma cosa mi paga me?
Artimone, the Roma man seeking shelter under the Milan Bridge, laughs at the idea. What money can the government offer me to leave, he asks. Even if they give me 1,000 euros, I can't live in Romania on that. Maybe for a little while, he says. But what happens when the money runs out? For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Milan, Italy.